ライフチャーチの皆さん、おはようございます。
Good morning, everyone.
今日の、メッセージに入りたいと思います。
But we're gonna go ahead and go into today's message.
ごちそうを用意してきました。ごちそうを用意しました。I have a feast ready for.
I just have a feast ready for.
Yeah. 今日は単純なメッセージですけども、最高に美味しいメッセージです。
And so today is a simple message, but it's a very important message for
you. Wonderful Jesus.
Wonderful Jesus.
はい、これぐらいの英語わかると思いますね。ゴスペル、福音。Go ahead. That's it.
The gospel.
Yeah, and good. Yeah, それは良き訪れです。良き訪れ is a good news.
The good news.
福音の中心は。イエス・キリストの存在です。
And so at the center of the gospel is Jesus himself.
聖書の最高に素晴らしいメッセージはイエス様です。
And so the most amazing message in the Bible is Jesus.
どの宗教にもない、これは素晴らしいメッセージです。
And the gospel is just something that you can't find in any of the religions in the world.
神様ご自身がこの世界に来たのです。
And so Jesus himself came to this world.
Yeah.そして私たちに神様を目に見える形で示してくださいました。
And so Jesus himself, he became a human and something that we could actually see before us.
だから私たちはイエス・キリストを信じる者として常にイエス様に目を向けなければなりません。
And so us, just as being believers in Jesus Christ, we always have our focus on Jesus.
信仰の秘訣はイエス様を知ることにあるんです。
And so the secret of faith is actually found in Jesus himself.
イエス様を知れば知るほど神様を信頼するようになります。
And so as much as you really understand and know Jesus and who he is, that's how much you're able to trust God.
Wonderful Jesus.
Wonderful Jesus.
今日は、ルカによる福音書の5章から一つのストーリーを読みたいと思います。
And today we just want to go ahead and take out a story that's found in Luke, chapter 5.
この一つ一つのこのストーリーの中に私たちは神様を発見することができます。
And so as we go through and we look at different parts of the story, we're able to find God in it.
このストーリーの中にイエス様の最も素晴らしさを私たちは発見します。
And we're able to see really the amazingness of Jesus in the story.
そして私たちが信じる福音のグッドニュースの内容を知ります。
And we're able to really understand the contents, what the gospel is really about.
読んでみましょう。
Let's go ahead and read it.
一節から七節を読みます。And then, so the English speakers could just look at the passage up there, okay? じゃあ1節から7節読みます。群衆がイエスに押し迫るようにして神の言葉を聞いていたとき、イエスはゲネサレ湖、ガリラヤ湖の岸辺に立っておられたが、岸辺に小舟が2艘あるのをご覧になった。漁師たちはその船から降りて網を洗っていた。イエスはそのうちの一つのシモンの持ち船に乗り、岸から少し漕ぎ出すように頼まれた。そしてイエスは座って船から群衆を教えられた。話が終わるとシモンに、深みに漕ぎ出して網を下ろして魚を取りなさいと言われた。するとシモンが答えていった。先生、実は私たちは夜通し働きましたけれども何一つ取れませんでした。でもあなたのお言葉通りに網を下ろしてみましょう。そしてそのようにするとたくさんの魚が入り、網が破れそうになった。そこで別の船にいた仲間たちにも合図して助けに来てくれるように頼んだ。彼らがやってきて、そして魚を両方の船いっぱいにあげたところ、二艘とも沈みそうになったぐらい素晴らしい祝福を体験しましたというストーリーです。はい。ここから今日はイエス様の素晴らしさに関して3つのことを学びたいと思います。
And so we want to go ahead and from this story take out just three points that show the amazingness of Jesus.
聖書にこう書いてあります。 イエス様は昨日も今日もいつまでも変わりませんって。
So in the Bible it says that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
私たちの神様はどういう神様ですか?
What kind of God is our God?
私たちはイエス様を信じるときに何を経験できますか?
What do we experience when we're able to know Jesus?
このストーリーの中でイエス様がなされたことを今日も私たち一人一人が体験できるというお話です。
And so the things that Jesus did in this story, we can still in this day experience them ourselves.
三つのことを学びましょう。
We're going to learn three things today.
シンプルですけれども、it's wonderful.
It's very simple, but it's wonderful.
第一番目のメッセージ。
And the first one.
このストーリーを通して学びます。それは、イエス様は個人的に関わります。
And what we learn through this story is that Jesus, he wants to have a personal relationship with you.
2節と3節をもう一回読んでみましょう。
We're going to read verses 2 and 3 one more time.
はい。群衆がイエスに押し迫るようにして神の言葉を聞いたとき、イエスはゲネサレ港の岸辺に立っておられたが、岸辺に、小舟が2艘あるのをご覧になった。
And so it says, did you read verse 2? From 1 and 2, on one occasion while the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret.And he saw two boats by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets.
3節、イエスはそのうちの一つのシモンの持ち船に乗り、陸から少し漕ぎ出すように頼まれた。
And in verse 3 it says, Getting into one of the boats, which was Simon's, he asked him to put out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people from the boat.
イエス様の生涯でここで読むことが繰り返されるのを知ることができます。
And so there's something that we see Jesus, from these verses that we're able to see about Jesus here.
二通りの人がいます。There's two types of people. Okay? 一つは群衆です。
And so there's two types of people that we see here in this story. One is the crowd.
イエス様と群衆との関係です。
And so we see Jesus' relationship with the crowd that was there.
そしてイエス様は群衆に教えられたと書いてあります。
And it says that Jesus, he was teaching the crowds.
でもこのストーリーの中心はイエス様と群衆ではなくて、
But what's that really at the center of this story? It's not about Jesus and the crowd of people that were there.
イエス様が一つの船、シモンの船を見てその船に乗られたことです。
But it's about one boat, and it was about Simon's boat and how Jesus got into it.
ここから私たちはイエス様の素晴らしさを学びます。
And so we're able to see the amazingness of Jesus right here.
もちろん全世界の神様です。
And obviously, God, He's the God of the whole world.
大群衆の神様です。
And he's the God of the crowds and the masses.
Life Church すべての神様です。
And he's the God of all of Life Church.
でも神様は群衆の神様だけではありません。
But God, he's not the God of only the crowds.
イエス様は個人的な神様です。
Jesus, he's a personal God.
2節に群衆を見たときに二つの船をご覧になったと書いてあります。
If you look in verse 2, it says, when he was going away from the crowd, it says, and he saw two boats by the lake.
そして三節のこの言葉、うるわしいですね。そのうちの一つのシモンの船に乗られたって。
And if you go to the third verse, it says, out of the two that was there, Jesus, he sees the one boat, and he sees Simon's boat.
イエス様は私たち一人一人をご覧になってくれます。
God is a God. He's looking at each and every one of us.
そして一人一人の名前を知っています。
And he knows each and every person's name.
そしてイエス様からそのシモンの船に近づいたように。
And so we see Jesus himself going and getting close to Simon's boat.
イエス様はあなたの船をもご覧になって、あなたの船にも乗ってくれるんですよ。
Jesus, he's the one, he's looking at your boat and he wants to get into your boat.
これが聖書のグッドニュースの一番大切なメッセージのトップです。
This is the most important message that you can find in the whole Bible.
ただ神様を信じるという クリスチャン生活ではありません。
It's not about just a normal Christian life where all you do is just simply believe in God.
聖書について一生懸命勉強するという人生でもありません。
It's not about a life that just tries to follow the Bible and study what the Bible says.
私たちと神様が一対一の関係を持つことができることに素晴らしい人生があるんですよ。
It's about the amazing life that we can have where we can be one and have a close relationship with God.
今週ある方がこのように言ったのを読みました。
And so we read.
I read about a quote that someone said. Okay? 神様は私たちとの関係を楽しみます。
And so this was a quote and it says, God delights in his people.And enjoys his relationship with them.
神様の楽しみって何でしょう?
What does God really look forward to? What does he like?
私たちと関係を楽しむんです。
He looks forward. He wants to have a relationship with us.
私たちも関係の存在です。
We have an existence where we need relationships.
あなたに一番幸せを与えるものは何でしょう?
What's the most amazing thing that's been given to you?
あなたの心を満たすものは何でしょう?
What's the thing that really makes your heart just full and be fulfilled?
人生の中で幸せだと思う時は何でしょう?
What's the most thing in your life where you just really feel happiness? What is it?
それは物質を手に得ることじゃないです。
And it's nothing that you can really get in substance and hold on to it for yourself in your hands.
昇進して、うおー自分の肩書きが上がったってことじゃないです。
It's nothing where you just have a certificate or something that says, okay, you're at this level and you're seeing it go up.
それらの楽しみは一時的です。
Those kind of pleasures in life, they're just for a moment.
でも私たちはいろいろなものに自分の心が満たされるように求めます。
But we're always, as people, we're always seeking after something to fill our own hearts.
でも私たちに幸せを与えるのは良い関係です。
But the thing that really brings true happiness in our life is a good relationship.
恋をする幸せ。
It's the joy of love.
結婚関係がうまくいく幸せ。
It's when two married people can have a great marriage.
本当に親しい友達を持つ幸せ。
It's having a very close friend.
心と心がつながるときに、その関係の中で人間は一番幸せを感じるんです。
When people are really able to join hearts with others and have those kind of relationships in their life, that's when they're the most happy.
でも何よりも私たちの心を満たすのは、救い主であるイエス様との関係の中にあるんですよ。
But the thing that can fulfill our hearts the most is when we can have a personal relationship with Jesus, our Savior.
イエス様の素晴らしさです。
This is the amazingness of Jesus.
シモンの船を見たんです。
He saw Simon Peter's boat.
そしてその船の中に乗ったんです。
And he went inside the boat.
皆さん、シモンの船を何を表しますでしょうか?
What does Peter's boat symbolize?
単純にシモンの現実の世界です。
And what it really means is just the reality of Peter's life.
シモンの現実の日々の生活はほとんどその船の中にあったんです。
And so for Peter, the reality, his daily life that he was living was mostly spent inside that boat.
彼の仕事です。
It was his job.
それによって彼は生活を得たんです。
And so through that, that's how he's able to make his living.
これがイエス様の素晴らしさです。
And so this is how God's so great in this.
時々私たちこのように考えます。
Sometimes we think like this.
教会に来ます。
I came to church.
そしてですね、綺麗な洋服を着て。
And so we put on nice clothes.
準備して。
Get ready.
そしてイエス様がいる教会に来ます。
And because Jesus is at church, I'm going to go to church.
そして清いクリスチャンたちが周りにみんないて。
And you think all the people around you, they're just these holy, pure Christians.
そして清い賛美をして。
And so we do our holy worship to God.
そして特に清い牧さんの話を聞いて。
And I'm hearing this, especially holy pastor.
なんかこの清い世界の中で、清い場所の中でイエス様と出会うと私たち思います。
And so we're thinking inside of this own holy world, we're believing that's where we go ahead and we meet Jesus.
そしてもちろん感謝のことにイエス様はここにいますよ。
And so we're so we're so thankful that Jesus said this.
はい、賛美の中で私たちはイエス様に出会いますよ。
And through, obviously, through worship and our praise, we're able to meet God.
毎週ライフチャーチに来て私たちは養われますよ。
And so through us being able to go to Life Church every week, we're able to be fed through that.
でもあなたとライフチャーチとの関わりはどれぐらいですか？
But how much is your time actually spent connecting with Life Church?
あなたの一週間の中でライフチャーチとの時間はどれぐらいですか？
How much life, throughout your whole week is actually spent at Life Church?
多分数時間ですよ。
It's just a few hours.
ちょっと熱心な人は半日ですよ。
And for some people that are really passionate, they'll spend about half a day at church.
でも非常に霊的な人だったら朝早く来て5時6時までライフチャーチにいる人もいるかもしれません。
And if there's some really passionate people, they might come really, really early in the morning and stay until the evening.
でもそれでも一番長くて7時間8時間でしょう。
And at the most, it might be 7 or 8 hours.
それからお家に帰ります。
And after that, we go ahead and we return home.
月曜日が来ます。
And Monday comes.
火水木金土があります。
And then the rest of Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the rest of the week comes.
私たちの現実の世界です。
And we're living in our real world.
私たちの船です。
And it's our boat.
でも皆さん、イエス様はその船に乗ってくれるんですよ。
But what I want to say this morning is Jesus, he's in that boat.
この船はどういう船ですか?
What kind of boat was this?
ちっちゃい船です。
It was a small boat.
つまらない船と思うかもしれない。
It might have been a boring boat.
汚い船です。
A dirty boat.
あ、臭い船です。
It stank.
でもその汚い小さな臭い船に全能なる清い神様が入られたんです。
But through this dirty, smelly, old boat, Jesus himself, he went and he got inside of that boat.
関わったんです。
He went and he had interaction with Peter.
で、これから読みますけれども、その船はまた失望の場所でもあります。
And as we read here, this boat, it was actually a place of disappointment.
夜、夜通し働いて何一つ取れなかった。
And Peter, he had worked through the whole night trying to catch fish and he hadn't caught a thing.
その船でも疲れ切りました。
And he was just tired and he had gone through all that.
失望しました。
And he had failed.
一生懸命頑張ったけど何一つ結果が出なかった。
He worked so, so hard through the night and nothing came out of it.
失望の場所です。
It was a place of discouragement.
失敗の場所です。
It was a place of failure.
でもその船にイエス様が来たんですよ。
But in that kind of boat, Jesus went and he got inside of that.
It's a wonderful Jesus.
And it's a wonderful Jesus that we see here.
Yeah, イエス様は私たちのそのような現実の世界に来てくださって入ってくださるんです。
And Jesus, he's gone inside of that reality, that type of reality that we live in.
時々私たちは私たちの綺麗な部分しかイエス様に見せようとしない。
Sometimes we kind of think we only want to show the holy, pure part of our lives to Jesus.
でもイエス様が入りたいのはあなたの汚い臭い船です。
But Jesus, the place, the area in our lives that he wants to get into is that unclean, dirty area.
あなたの失望の場所です。
He wants to go into the places of despair.
悲しみの場所です。
He wants to go into the places of sadness.
イエス様は私たちに個人的に関わってくださるんですよ。
Jesus, he relates to us personally.
人生に関わるんです。
He relates to our lives.
It's a wonderful Jesus. Amen. 第2番目、学んでみましょう。
Let's go ahead and go to point number two.
これも素晴らしい。イエス様は肯定的に語る神様です。
And Jesus, he's a God who speaks words of life to us.
語る神様です。
He's a God who speaks.
命を語ります。
He speaks life.
答えを語ります。
He speaks things that he gives us answers.
私たちが必要な言葉を適切に語ってくれるんです。
The exact things that we need to hear, he speaks them to us.
読んでみましょう。
Let's go ahead and read.
4節と5節です。
And verses 4 and 5.
群衆との話が終わると、シモンに深みにこぎ出して、網を下ろして、魚を魚を取りなさい。と言われた。するとシモンが答えていた。先生、私たちは夜通し働きましたが何一つ取れませんでした。でもお言葉通り網を下ろしてみましょう。
And in verse 4 it says, and when he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, put out into the deep and let your nets down for a catch. And Simon answered, Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at your word I will let down the nets.
ここにもイエス様の素晴らしさを私たちは発見します。
And also here we're able to find the greatness of Jesus.
私たちの神様。
Our God.
私たちの人生に関わる神様。
The God who relates to our life.
私たちに語ります。
He speaks to us.
当然思えるかもしれない。
And this might be common sense to some people.
でも皆さんもう一回知りましょう。
But one time we need to look at this again.
イエス様は語る神様です。
Jesus, he's the God who speaks.
そしてその必要に対して語ってくださるんです。
And he speaks to what we need, the needs we have in our life.
ちょうどシモンが一番必要であった言葉をイエス様が語られたんですよ。
And the thing that Simon, the thing that he needed to hear most right at that time, Jesus went and he spoke to him.
私たちは教会として、
us as the church,
これをよく強調します。
There's something that we emphasize a lot.
じゃないですか?
Isn't it?
Life Church はそれを強調します、教えます。
And so Life Church, we emphasize this, we teach it.
そして全員にこれを体験してもらいたい。
And it's something that we want every person in this room to experience.
あなたの人生の中で、あなたの信仰生活の中で、これはなくてはならないものです。
And it's something that you have to personally have just in your life and in your life of faith with God.
イエス様は語ってくださいます。
Jesus speaks to us.
そしてペテロにこのように語りました。
And so he said this to Peter.
もう一回出てきなさい。
He said, go out one more time.
今度はもっと奥に出てきなさい。
He said, go out a little further this time.
そして網を下ろしてごらんなさい。
And he said, go ahead and let down your nets.
もう一回やってちょうだい。
Just go ahead, try one more time.
だけ言ったんじゃない。
And he didn't only say that.
見てください。
Go ahead and look at it.
奥にこぎ出して。奥にこぎ出して、go out to the deep.
Go out to the deep.
網を下ろして。
Go ahead and let down your nets.
And 魚を取りなさい。
And he said, go out and take the fish.
魚が取れます。
Go ahead, take the fish.
Wow. ペテロにとってそれは信じがたい言葉でした。
And so as Peter, he heard this, it was something very difficult to believe.
彼にとってはこれは矛盾です。
And so,
it's a contradiction.
As he heard this, it was just a contradiction to what he had been
experiencing. 彼の現実と全く逆のことです。
And so for his reality, he had been experiencing the exact opposite.
やったんです。
He had already done that.
そこに魚がいたらこのプロの漁師は取れたはずです。
And so if there were fish out there, he was a professional fisherman. He would have been able to catch it.
一生懸命頑張りました。
He had worked very, very hard.
残業して。
And he'd worked overtime.
And できること全部やって。
And he did everything that he could.
夜通し働いて。
And he worked through the night.
そして結果何一つ取れなかったのです。
But there was nothing that came out of it at all.
その失敗に対して。
And so with him failing like that.
その失望に対して。
And just concerning his discouragement in his life.
その不安に対して。
And through just the feelings of fear and failure.
そして期待している奥さんに。答えなければならない罪悪感にも苦しめられて。
And maybe his wife, he had been working hard for his wife, and he was going to have to, he was feeling guilty for not being able to respond.
でもそこにイエス様が語ってくれたんです。
But in the midst of this, Jesus, he goes and he speaks to Peter.
さあもう一回聞きましょう。
And we're going to hear it. Let's listen one more time.
イエス様はあなたに語ります。
And Jesus, he speaks.
あなたに語ることがあります。
And he has something to say to you.
あなたの人生に対してです。
And it's about your life.
あなたの悩みに対してです。
And it's about the things that you're worrying about right now.
あなたが経験している人生の状況に対して、神様はあなたに語る適切な約束があるんです。
And about all the experiences and things you have personally for your life, God, He has a word for it.
最近ある説教者がこのように言ったのを聞きました。
And I heard something that this one preacher had said recently.
今までね、正直に聞いたことがなかった、彼が言ったこと。
And it's something that I hadn't heard up till now.
彼はこのように言いました。
And he said this.
イエス様が最も頻繁に使った言葉の一つ。
And the thing that Jesus always consistently said the most.
繰り返し繰り返しいつも人々に言いました。
And something he was always repeatedly saying to people.
聞きなさい。
Listen.
聞きなさい。
Hear.
耳のある人は聞きなさい。
If you have ear, he who has ears, let him hear.
なぜなら神様は語っています。
And the reason is that God is speaking.
神様は語ることがあるんです。
He has something to say.
あなたに対して言いたいことがあるんです。
He has something that he wants to tell you about your life.
で、実は言っているのです。
And the reality is that he's saying it.
問題は神様が語っていないではない。問題は神様が語っていないことじゃない。
And it's not...
The problem is not that God's not speaking.、ね、問題は私たちが聞いてないことです。
And so the problem isn't that God is not speaking. The problem is that we actually aren't listening to what he's saying.
Hope Church でも私たちはこの数年間の中でね、この真理を学んでいます。
And so Hope Church over these past few years, this is a truth that we've been learning about.
で、私の、長女アンジェラがこの自分の子供たちにもね、これを教えているんです。
And so my oldest daughter, Angela, she's actually teaching her children about this right now.
この子育ての中で神様の言葉を声を聞くことを子供たちに教えているんです。
And so she's just teaching as she's raising her children, how for them to personally hear God's voice.
そしてなんと子供が3人いるんですけれども。
And so she has three children.
その子供たちが今ね、神様が語る言葉をね、聞き始めているんです。
And so they are starting to hear God's voice for themselves.
で、一つ最近起こったお話です。
And here's something, a story about that that happened recently.
一番上の、娘のエリサのお話です。
And it's about her oldest daughter, Elisa.
そして私の、一番目の孫です。
And it was my first grandchild.
This Elisa.
This is、ね、Elisa.
で、隣にはこのハンサムなグランパ、若い、たくましい、
And right next、ね、to him is the young,
世界一のグランパね、
handsome grandpa.、はい、
最近私は自分のお家に車を運転して、ね、戻っていました。
And so, recently I was taking my car and I was going back to my house.
でちょうど私たちのお家に行くね、裏道があるんですが、表の道が混むので裏道を行くんですけれども、ちょうどね、いつもね、このアンジェラと勝美さんのね、お家の前を通るんです。
And so, the back roads I take as a shortcut to my house, it goes right in front of her parents' house, Angela and Katsumi's house.
そしてその日ですね、午後私はこの道を運転してこのお家の前を通ったんです。
And so I was going on this, it was after work, I was going on this shortcut, and I was going right in front of my granddaughter's house.
ちょうどそのお家の前に来た時に、
And right when I went in front of the house,
エリサが自転車でちょうどお家に帰った時だったんです。
And Elisa had just returned to the house, on her bicycle.
で、私はおーってね、窓を下ろして。
And so I was like, oh, Elisa, and I rolled down my window.
Hi, Elisa!
And I said, hi.
彼女は私を見て。
And she went and she looked at me.
Grandpa! って泣き出しました。
And she just said, Grandpa! And she started crying.
あ、どうしたの?と思って私はすぐ車を寄せて。
And I said, oh, what's wrong? And I went to her.
Elisa, どうしたの?
And I said, what's wrong?
And she goes, Grandpa! ってね、この話をしてくれました。
And she said, Grandpa, and then she started to tell her story.
その日、学校が終わったら、妹と弟がいるんですけれども、ある場所で、集まって一緒にお家に帰ってきなさいということが決められていたそうです。
And so they had a plan that day where after school, she was supposed to go meet her younger brother and sister at a certain place and then go home together.
で、そこに行ったら妹と弟がいなかった。
But when she went there, her brother and sister weren't there.
あれ?でね、少し待ったら来ない。
And she was surprised, why aren't they here? And she waited for a little while, but they didn't come.
学校にもう一回戻って探しました。
And so she went back to the school and looked for them.
いませんでした。
And they weren't there.
あ、先にお家に帰ったのかな?
And then she thought, oh, maybe they went back to the house.
彼女はお家に帰りました。
And she went back to her house.
そしたらお家にいませんでした。
And they weren't at the house.
お母さんもアンジェラもいませんでした。
And her mother wasn't there.
鍵がかかってました。
And the doors were locked.
彼女はお家の鍵持ってませんでした。
And she didn't have a key.
はあって彼女はそのね、どんどんどんどんなんかパニックになって、いろいろな否定的な思いを考え始めました。
And she started just getting in a panic and she was having these negative thoughts about what was going on.
もう一回学校に戻りました。
And she went one more time back to the school.
兄弟たちを探しました。
And she looked for her brothers and sisters and they weren't there.
そのいつも遊んでる公園に行きました。
And so she went to a park where they always
played. 探しました。
And she looked for them.
いません。
And they weren't
there. どんどんどんどん彼女はですね、こう怖くなってパニックになってですね、もう恐る、恐れ始めました。
And she started just having more fear and going into more of a panic.
どうなったんだろう。
And she's like, what happened?
誘拐されたのかな。
And maybe they got kidnapped or something.
考えましたね。でも彼女はそこでね、あ、そうだ、お祈りしよう。
But right at that moment, she thought, ah, let me pray about this.
Yes, 様助けてって祈ったそうです。
And she said, Jesus, help me.
で、その時彼女は心の中でね、こういう言葉を感じたそうです。
And so when she prayed that at that moment, in her heart, she just felt this word come to her.
Yes, 様助けて。
And she said, Jesus, help me.
エリサ、大丈夫だよ。お家に帰りなさい。
And she heard these words. She said it.She heard Jesus say, Elisa, it's going to be okay. Go back to your house.
Elisa, 大丈夫よ。お家に帰りなさい。
Elisa, it's okay. Go back to your house.
彼女はもう一回自転車に乗ってお家に帰ったんです。
And she went, got back on her bicycle and she went back to her home.
お家に帰ったその時。
And right when she pulled up to her house,
私がその前を通ったんです。
That's when I came right by in my car.
神様どうやってこんなことできるの
How can God do things like this?
そして私はエリサどうしたの
And so I was able to go to Elisa and say, what's wrong?
Grandpa, 助けて
And she said, Grandpa, help me.
もちろん言って聞いたらね、エリサ大丈夫
And so I just went up to her and I said, Elisa, it's going to be okay, don't worry.
すぐアンジェラに電話して、Hey, Angela!
And so I went and called my daughter, Angela.
説明したら、ね、なんかこう手違いで別のところに行っちゃったと、ね、アンジェラはね。
And so she was able to explain just how the brother and sister they had made a mistake and they went to a different place.
はい。で、兄弟たちもアンジェラとお母さんと一緒にいたんです。
And they were actually with their mother right then.
なんでもない問題だったんです。
And it was just a problem that turned out that everything was okay.
でもこにとっては大きな問題でした。
But according to my granddaughter, this was just a big thing happening in her life.
全世界を支配している神様。
And the God who rules over all the world.
中近東の問題を扱っている神様。
And the God.
中近東ってのは、He's the God that's trying to solve the Middle East problems. もう、ね、やることがたくさんあるんです、神様は。
There's a whole lot of things that God has on His plate.
でも、エリサをご覧になったんです。
But He looks at Elisa.
エリサのその不安に対して、私たちにとってちっちゃなことですけど、彼女にとって大きなことです。
And the things, the problem that Elisa was facing right then, it might seem small to us, but to her world, it was very huge.
イエス様が語りました。
And Jesus, he spoke to her.
大丈夫だよ。
He said, it's okay.
皆さん、今日も神様はあなたに語ります。
And today also God is speaking.
あなたにとっては大きな問題に思えるかもしれない。
And it might be something where a problem that you're facing, you think it's very big.
でも神様にとっては何でもないんです。
But to God, he sees as something that he
can deal with. 神様はもう答えを用意しているんです。
He already has an answer set up for you.
そして神様はあなたに語るんです。
And he's also speaking to you.
終わりじゃない。
It's not the end.
諦めちゃダメ。
Don't give up.
もう一回漕ぎ出しなさい。
Go out from the shore one more time.
具体的に神様が語ってくれるんですよ。
God, he's speaking something
substantial. 答えを持っています。
He has an answer for you.
イエーイ、ハレルヤ。シモンは賢かったです。
Simon, he was very wise to
listen. 正直に言いました。
And he said he answered Jesus honestly.
イエス様何言ってんのって。
He said, Jesus, what are you saying?
あなたこの魚を取ること何にも知らないじゃんって。
Don't you don't really know anything about catching fish?
この昼間にまず魚取れないんです。
And in this area, we weren't able to catch any fish.
昼間はね、魚取らないというのはそれは常識です。
And it was kind of common sense at that time. You couldn't catch fish.In the middle of
それだけじゃなくて魚が取れる夜に私たちは夜通し働いて何一つ取れなかった。
And not only that, we'd work through the whole night trying to catch fish and we weren't able to catch anything.
神様これは繰り返されてるんです。
And so Jesus, he keeps saying this.
神様一生懸命働いてるけれども私の旦那さんは変わらないんです。
And so we've been working very hard, but nothing was able to come from it.
どんなに私が頑張っても上司はいつまでも意地悪なんです。
And no matter how hard I work, my boss, he always treats me this way.
二つの仕事してもそれでもお金足らないんです。
And even though I'm working two jobs, the money's not enough for me to live.
それが私たちの現実でしょう。
And this is the reality that we're living in.
ペテロはそれを言いました。
But Peter said this.
でもお言葉通りに。 網を下ろしてみましょう。
Peter said this. He said, but just like you said,
あなたの言葉をやってみましょう。
He said, go ahead, I'm going to try you at your word.
あなたの言葉を信じましょう。
I'm going to believe your word.
あなたが何を感じたとしても。
And no matter what we may feel.
あなたの現状がどういうものであっても。
No matter what kind of reality you're living in right now.
イエス様は語ります。
Jesus is speaking.
命の言葉を語ります。
He's speaking words of life.
希望の言葉を語ります。
He's speaking words of hope.
答えの言葉を語ります。
He's giving answers.
Amen. 私たちはシモンのようになりましょう。
We want to, let's go ahead and just be like, have the same response
that Peter did. イエス様が語ってくださる言葉を信じましょう。
Believe the words that Jesus is speaking.
信頼しましょう。
Trust in them.
感情に関係なく。
No matter what kind of feelings we may have.
状況に関係なく。
No matter what kind of conditions we're living in.
イエス様は肯定的に語ります。
Jesus, he's speaking words of life.
そして最後にもう一つこのストーリーから学びます。
And there's one last thing that we want to learn at the end.
三番目はイエス様は豊かに祝福します。
And the point number three is that Jesus abundantly blesses us.
イエス様は最終的には豊かに祝福する神様です。
Jesus is the God who, in the end, He just blesses abundantly.
6節と7節です。
And we're going to read verses 6 and 7.
そしてその通りにすると、たくさんの魚が入り、網が破れそうになった。そこで別の船に待っていた仲間たちにも合図して、助けに来てくれるように頼んだ。彼らがやってきて、そして魚を両方の船いっぱいに上げたところ、2艘とも沈みそうになるほどたくさんあったんです。
And it says, and when they had done this, they enclosed a large number of fish, and their nets were breaking. They signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink.
ここで神様は私たちに何かを示したいんです。
And so there's something that God wants to show us through this.
どのような神様でしょう。
What kind of God is he?
人間の現実は夜通し働いて一匹も取れない。
And the reality of what they were living in, where they worked all night and weren't able to catch one fish.
でもイエス様の世界は豊かな祝福です。
But Jesus' world that he brings, it's a world of abundant blessing.
ちょっとだけの魚じゃない。
It's not just a little bit of fish.
普段取れるぐらいの魚じゃない。
It's notfish the amount that you would normally catch.
今まで得たことがないほどの量です。
But it's an amount that he hadn't caught up and hadn't caught in his life up to that
point. シモンの船だけじゃない。
And it didn't only fill his own boat.
仲間の船も。
It filled the boat of his friend.
両方とも。
Both of them.
みんなのために。
For everyone.
沈みそうな祝福です。
It was a blessing so much it was going to sink both of those boats.
これがメッセージです。
And this is the message that we want to say.
私たちの神様は良い豊かな祝福の神様です。
Our God is a good blessing God.
私たちにとって多分魚はあんまり関係ないでしょう。
And you know, to us personally, fish might not have much of a relation to our own lives.
でもこの神様が与える豊かな祝福がメッセージなんです。
But this is really, it's just showing us how God wants to bless us abundantly.
最後にイエス様が聖書が私たちに教える、ね、神様の豊かな祝福をちょっと見てみたいと思います。
And so, lastly, we just want to look at some points in the
Bible. 次のリストを簡単に挙げてくれますか？
今回、we have a list here.
神様は私たちに愛、恵み、平安、希望、慰め、喜び、勝利、命を与えます。
And so listed these things here are the things that God has, Jesus has for us. His love, His grace, His peace, His hope.His comfort, His joy, His victory, and His life.
素晴らしいね。
Isn't it amazing?
では皆さん見てごらん。どういう愛?
What kind of love here? Go ahead and look at it.
計り知れない愛です。
And it says immeasurable love.
どういう恵み?
What kind of grace?
絶大な恵み。
It's great grace.
どういう平安?
What kind of peace?
もう人知を超える平安です。
Surpassing peace.
大いなる希望です。
Abounding heart,
溢れる慰め、
overwhelming comfort,
言葉に表せない喜び、
inexpressible joy,
圧倒的な勝利、
absolute victory,
永遠の命、
eternal life。
皆さん、イエス様がそれを伝えたいんです。
Jesus, He wants to communicate these things to us.
神様はケチではありません。
God isn't a God who's stingy with us.
私たちが必要な分だけ与えるんじゃないです。
He doesn't just give us only what we need.
いつも私たちの船を沈みそうな祝福を主は用意しているのです。
But he's always preparing a blessing for us that will sink our boats.
皆さん、魚はどうでもいい。
We don't really care about fish.
でも私たちが必要なのはここに書いてあることです。
But the things that we need are listed here.
これはイエス様が約束しているものです。
These are the things that Jesus has promised us.
神様の愛です。
It's God's love.
恵みです。
It's grace.
何が必要ですか?
What do we need?
平安です。
Peace.
希望です。
Hope.
ハレルヤ、慰めです。
Comfort.
喜びです。
Joy.
勝利です。
Victory.
今日このリストを見てください。
Go ahead and look at this list right now.
神様が今日イエス様を通してあなたに用意しています。
And these are the things that God has prepared in Jesus for you today.
これを一つでも二つでも体験できたら人生はもう満足です。
Even if we're able to experience one or two of these, your life is just going to be full.
10個並べました。
But there's 10 things all listed here.
これを全部イエス様あなたの船に乗せたいんです。
All of these things Jesus has brought into your body.
あなたの人生がこれで満たされますように。
And he's filled your life with this.
Yeah. このストーリーの最後に、
There's a last story.
11節にこう書いてあります。
And it's in the same chapter, verse 11.
Can you come up?キーボードちょっと弾いてくれる最後にお祈りしたいと思います。彼らは船を陸につけると何もかも捨ててイエスに従った。
And it says in verse 11, so they pulled their boats up on the shore, left everything and followed him.
すべてを捨ててイエス様に一生従ったんです。
And it says that they left everything and followed him.
これほどの献身はどこから来るでしょう。
Where does this kind of devotion come from?
イエス様との個人的な関係の中から来ます。
It comes from a personal relationship with Jesus.
イエス様の素晴らしい言葉に養われるときにこの応答をします。
It comes from just receiving the amazing word of God and being nourished by it.
夜通し働いて何一つ取れなかった暗い人生の中での主の祝福を体験するときに私たちは神様に従うようになるんです。
It comes from working all night and not having anything and having Jesus enter into that world and bring his abundant blessing.
皆さん、来週は特別な日曜日です。
And every week there's a special Sunday's a
next week
is going to be a special Sunday.
私の父の母が来ます。
And my father and mother are coming.
そして68年間すべてを捨ててイエス様に従ったお話を皆さんにしてくれます。
And they're going to share a story about how for 60 years here in Japan, they left everything and followed Jesus.
彼らの証も神様は祝福の神様であることを語るでしょう。
And through their, what they did, we're able to see how God is a blessing God who speaks.
ぜひ楽しみにしていただきたいです。
Let's go ahead and just be excited for that.
ご一緒に立ち上がって最後にお祈りしましょう。
Let's go ahead and stand. We're going to say a final prayer together.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 恵まれました?
Were you blessed today?
何か聞きました?
Did you hear anything from God?
あなたに必要な言葉がありました?
Was there a word that you needed to hear today?
全員のためにあります。
I think it's for everyone we had it today.
イエス様、あなたの船に乗ってますよ。
Jesus, he's on your boat with you.
学生さんの小さな船に乗ります。
He's riding on the small boat of students that are here.
ちっちゃい子供を育てるお母さんの船に乗ります。
He's riding on the boats of mothers that are raising their children.
サラリーマンのちょっと汚い臭い船に乗ります。
He's riding on the kind of dirty, smelly boats of the workers.
うまくいってない夫婦関係の船に乗ります。
He's riding on the boats of those that are struggling in their marriages.
一人ぼっちの孤独な船に乗ります。
He's riding on the boats of those that just feel they're stuck in loneliness.
そしてイエス様語ります。
Jesus is speaking to you.
大丈夫よ。
He's saying it's okay.
私が共にいるよ。
He says I'm with you.
助けるよ。
I'm gonna help you.
備えるよ。
I'm gonna provide for you.
あなたの空っぽな船をいっぱい恵みで満たしますよ。
I'm gonna fill with my grace your empty boat. I'm gonna fill it up to the brim.
改めて主に従いましょう。
Let's go ahead and we want to respond to God and obey.
そして特に私はこれを感じました。
And there's something especially that I felt today.
まあ何かの重荷を抱えている人。
There might be someone who's just has just thinking they have these thoughts right now.
This burden. 重荷を抱えている人。
People that have burdens right now.
大きな悩みを抱えている人。
People that are just burdened down by worries.
いろいろな問題。
And they might have a whole lot of different problems.
イエス様に明け渡しましょう。
Just go ahead and release it to Jesus.
あなたの将来かもしれない。
It might be concerned with your future.
健康かもしれない。
It might be concerned with your health.
関係かもしれない。
It might be a relationship that you
have. それが何であろうと、イエス様はそれを受けてくれます。
But no matter what it is, Jesus, He's going to receive it.
イエス様はその重荷を取ってくれて、あなたに言葉を与えます。
And Jesus, He has a word concerning that He's going to take burdens.
何か重荷があるならちょっと手を挙げてね、イエス様に明け渡すようにですね、私たちは主にそれをこうシンボルとして手を挙げましょう。
Just as a symbol, if you have any kind of those weights in your life, just go ahead and release and raise your hands and release it as a symbol.
イエス様、私を見てくれてありがとうございます。
Jesus, thank you so much for seeing us.
私の状況を知ってくれてありがとうございます。
Thank you so much for understanding our situations in life.
この世界に来られた神様。
The God who came to this world.
私の船に乗ってくれてありがとうございます。
Thank you so much for getting in and riding on our boat.
そしてすぐ近くで私が必要な言葉を語ってくれてありがとうございます。
Thank you for coming to us and speaking the words that we needed to hear.
こぎ出しなさい。こぎ出しなさい。
We're gonna go out from the shore.
網下ろしなさい。
We're gonna lower our nets.
私が言う通りにしなさい。
We're gonna do what you said.
必ず祝福されます。
And we're gonna experience a blessing.
必ず答えが与えられます。
There's answers.
必ず乗り越えられます。
You're gonna help us overcome.
主よ、ありがとうございます。
Thank you so much, Lord.
Life Church の重荷をあなたに明け渡します。
And we just, as a Life Church, we release all the burdens and weights we carry to you.
Hallelujah. 主よ、すべての重荷を今日あなたは引き取ってくれます。
And we just.Thank you. You're taking all of our burdens right now.
そしてその代わりに愛を。
And in exchange for that, you're giving us your love,
平安を、
peace,
希望、
hope.
与えてくれてありがとうございます。
Thank you so much for giving us those.
Amen. この一週間も主はあなたと共にいてくださいます。
Thank you so much. You're going to be with us through, together through this week.
イエス様の御名によって祈ります。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.ありがとうございます。主に感謝しましょう。Thank you, Lord,
Thank you、so、
for such
much.
a good.
Let's just praise God.
イエス様、一緒に言いましょうか。ごちそうさまでしたとね。
And let's just say we receive from God today.
どうぞお座りください。